My name is Roger White Jr., originally from Fort Peck, right here, Fort Peck Reservation. I come from the Red Bottom clan of Assiniboine, the Nakota. That basically means red root. And some people have said before it means there's a story behind it. It goes about the red bottoms of the teepees, the red linings of how the teepees are. So I don't know, because it was so long ago that these stories were put in place. So I've heard one being us being a red root. That's what Hudeshana means. And then the other being red bottoms. They're calling us the red bottom of that root. My dad's family comes from here as well. He's Roger White Sr. He comes, and they were red bottom people. And my mother's family, she's Dakota, so that's where I get my Dakota blood. But I've really stuck on my Assiniboine side for some reason. I just grew up around it, so that's what I took up. There's a lot of different things, I guess, that we do down here differently. I kind of wanted to give you a little insight on how it used to be, how dedicated people were coming to these social gatherings. Long ago, the people would come and they would powwow for 4 to 5 days. They'd celebrate for 4 to 5 days to visit, to share, and to help one another out. Well, they would do this for 4 to 5 days, and before they would do this, some places, wherever they were going to have it, like if they had one here on Fort Peck, well, a lead singer used to go around and he would sing what we call nowadays doorway songs. And these doorway songs were to entice his other singers to come and help him. He'd stand outside their home and sing until they came out. Well, then they would come out and he'd go and get all his singers. And when he had gotten all his singers gathered up, he would go around from house to house and he would sing out in front. And they call these, some people call them begging songs, but I like to refer to them as doorway songs. They used to call it counting buckets. Well, they would bring out a food item to these singers, or they would come and say, well, I'm going to, for the powwow tonight or tomorrow, I'll bring, you know, salad, or I'll bring something to feed. And so they always made sure before they left the house that they had received some type of monetary donation, whether it was money or blankets, and that's what they used to give away to all the visiting people that came. And that's how the powwows used to take place. And it was hardly for any contest and stuff like we have nowadays, you know. But long ago it was a lot different and a lot funner, I guess you can say. Everybody came to socialize and have fun. And nowadays it's kind of different, but I just kind of wanted to share that with you. Like when our band would put on powwow, we'd sing the committee song or the clan song, or then it would go to the cooks, because we'd feed all, you know, then we'd have to feed the people. So we'd sing a cook song, a feeding. There was all these songs that went into place, and they all told a story about something. They all tell a story in some way or another about looking at these people, you know, they've cooked here. These are the ones that are feeding you, you know, respect them. And it was mainly the women, and they would carry the ladles for the cook song to show that they were the ones that prepared all the fixings or food for and whatnot for the celebration. What a pemmy doke na ina ben o hano o do we da yo di he wagi e je ya beno hu de shana kona je ya be it's basically saying our buffalo, the buffalo, where have you gone, the red bottom, are your friends, we're your people, you know, where have you gone, we're having a hard time. That's what that means. It's a Buffalo Chaser song, I guess, for the Red Bottom Clan. I started singing when I was about 3 years old, so I kind of just grew up with the music.